Hey, this is Ryan Rogers, and I'm the pastor at the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. I hope that this message gives you a glimpse of how beautiful our God is.
So, I have a real appreciation for people that enjoy public speaking and do it well, because it's definitely out of my comfort zone. And in the light of transparency, I have to admit that when Pastor Ryan asked me to be a part of this Forward on Your Knees initiative, I said yes, because I always say yes. If somebody asks me to do something, I always say yes. But I felt completely not up to the task, and I really didn't even know where to begin. For in my world, my prayer life had taken a backseat to something else, and I am certain that I'm not the only one in this room that has this affliction. I have never done drugs before, so I cannot speak to the addictiveness of it, but I can truly attest to the captivation of the news of the world. For the past year, I have obsessed with news reports, one after another, when I was not watching the news, but never CNN. I was listening to podcasts about the news, and then talking to all that would listen about my thoughts and opinions about what was going on. I almost felt like if I was diligent enough, if I just had enough righteous outrage about what was going on, then maybe I could affect some change for the better. I'm pretty sure that never happened. But what did happen was a ball of despair and disappointment that was growing in my heart. But life continues, and you need to get up, go to work. You need to get up, slap a smile on your face, and function. But God has a way of being heard. And as some of you know, I'm responsible for creating the weekly news for Amazing Grace. And I always include a small Bible verse in it. And last week I searched for one about peace. And the one that jumped out at me was John 14:27, which you guys have already heard. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Wow, that really hit home. I had been seeking peace and wholeness from a broken world that does not wish for me to have peace at all. Instead of looking to the place where peace and goodness come from. Am I completely reformed? I doubt it. But I do know that now that I've put my faith back where it belongs, I do feel a sense of true happiness coming back. And I hope that my faith is like the mustard seed that has been sown and will continue to grow into a mighty tree. So, my challenge to you is to look inside your own heart and see if something else has muscled its way in and has come to the forefront of your time and attention, and turn your focus back to where peace and love abide, and that would be the word of Jesus Christ. All right, so we will have a song of reflection. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Thanks for listening to this message from the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com.